A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Nun Zayin, Yuma 57a, pagination page 113. We're going to start from the facing page, though, the last two lines of Nun Vav Amud Beis, 56b, pagination 112. One line up at the end of the line. The pasuk says, Shochein itam besoch tum osam, that Hashem dwells with them, the Jewish people, in the midst of their tumah, in the midst of their impurity. And the Gemara explains, afilu b'shash shehin tumeim, even when they are tumei, shechina imoim, the shechina remains with them. Hashem stays with us and works it out. Make sure that we don't get lost. Omar le'yahu tzeduki l'Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara recounts that a certain Tzeduki said to Rabbi Chanina as follows. Hashta, bori tamei matun. You are, the Jewish people, certainly tamei. Dichsiv, because it's a pasuk in Jewish scripture in Eicha describing the Churban, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Tum asa bishuleha. You are indeed tamei. Amale. So Rabbi Chanina responded, Tochazi maksiv buhu. But you need to understand what does it mean to be tomei in a relationship with Hashem. Hashochen itam besoch tum osam. That Hashem dwells with us even in the midst of tuma. Afil vizvan shein tumeim shechina shruya beineihem. Even as we are tamei, the Shechina, Hashem's presence, remains with us. So, we want to explain this a little bit, but before we do, just to appreciate, what did the Tzeduki expect to accomplish by saying the Jewish people are tamei? And where does that leave the Tzeduki anyway? We were always going with the assumption that Tzedukim were Jews who believed in the written Torah and not in the oral law. What did the Tzeduki expect to accomplish by proving the Jewish people are Tomei? Rabbi Chanina's answer is very nice. We're Tomei and Hashem is still with us, and we have what to work on. We have to become Tahar, but Hashem is with us. But it seems that the Tzedukim generally were deviant. They were looking to create their own approach, and it wasn't as sincere and diplomatic as we make it out to be, that they believed in Torah scripture and they were loyal to Torah ideals. They're actually kind of doing their own thing. And his comment over here that Jewish people are tamei and therefore what? Could very well be, and therefore give up, or and therefore don't even bother keeping Torah, don't believe in the Jewish people, defect to the Romans. It's not clear what the Tzeduki wanted. But Rabbi Chanina's response is, even in midst of Tumah, Hashem is still with us. It's important to be aware of a Mishnah at the very end of the Masechta, Pehei Amid Beis. The mission over there, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is lucky. Lefne mi atem mitaharim, mi mitahir eschem. In front of you in front of whom do you become tahar? And who is it that brings the taira, the purity about? And Rabbi Akiva answers, Avichem Shebashamayim. It's Hashem Himself is the one before whom you become Tahar. Shenem Avezarakti Aleichem Ayim Torim Utahartem. Hashem says, I'm the one who's sprinkling, Kaviyachal, the pure water so that you should become Tahar. Hashem is the one who's facilitating the Taira. Not only that, Ve'omer, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, Hashem is like the mikveh of the Jewish people. Ma mikveh metaras atmeyim, just like a mikveh brings purity to people who are impure, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metaharis Yisrael, you're kaviyochel immersing yourself in Hashem, so to speak. Which gives us new insight as to what it means, Hashochin itam besoch tum osam, Hashem is with them in the midst of their tuma. Hashem is trying to get us out of it. Hashem has joined us in the crisis to help extricate us from the situation. And that, on the contrary to what the Tzaduki wanted, he wants that Hashem is far away from us, and our perspective, similar to the perspective of the Sneh regarding the Golus in Mitzrayim, that Hashem is with us, Imo Anochi Betzara, that Hashem is with us even in the midst of the Tuma. Let's drop down, halfway down the page, at the end of a line. The Gemara entertains the situation where a mess-up occurred during the Avodah, in which the dam of the par, which was the first animal that was brought in for these special sprinklings, was mixed with the dam of the sa'ir, which was the second animal which was supposed to be done after the par was finished. So the Gemara says, Nisarvu lo damim bedamim. What happens if they mix the bloods into each other so that he only has one vessel mixed of both? What should he do? Amar Rava. Rava said, this is the first reaction, Nosein achas lamayla v'sheva lamata v'ololo lekan olekan. He just does one sprinkling, and it works for both, because a little bit of each sprinkle has some dam of the par, and a little bit of the dam of the sawyer, and he's sprinkling, and it all works. So even though you were supposed to do them separately, but now after the fact they're mixed, that's all you have to do. Amruah kameidu Rabbi Yirmiyah. They said Rava's solution in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Omar, and his reaction was, Bavloi tibshoi mishem dedayir ba'ara dechashocha amri shemaita demachashchon. He said, the Babylonians are foolish. They live in a dark place, and they say things that are dark. They're not clear. In other words, he's saying that Rava does not have a good grasp on the topic. Hakayov lemaila desoi mikami mata depar. He's giving the second animal's sprinkling before he completed the sprinkling of the first animal. The par is supposed to go first, the sar is supposed to go second, and by sprinkling the ups at the same time, you're doing the first animal and the second animal before you finish the bottom sprinklings of the second animal. Torah Omra, and the Torah told us, V'kila mekaparas HaKodesh. You're supposed to finish a certain kapara, which means, Kalei dam hapar, v'achakach kalei dam hasoir. First complete the service of the par, and then you can complete the service of the soir. First animal first. Elo Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says what you need to do is quite fascinating. Nosen achas lemaile v'shava lemata l'shem par. First go up once and down seven for the purpose of the mitzvah of the par of the first animal. And then do the same thing from the same cup, but this time you're doing it for the purpose of the sa'ir. And the fact that the other type is mixed in doesn't bother us, but the fact is you've done enough to satisfy the requirements for the first animal, and then you went ahead and did enough to satisfy the requirements for the second animal. The Gemara continues and asks, Nisarvu lo damim bedamim b'matanos ha'acharonos. What happens if after you did the sprinkling of the first animal going up, the two bloods got mixed together? What should you do? Can you just proceed and do the bottom ones? What can you do? So Rav Papa kamei Rava lemeimar. So Rav Papa's first reaction was, in front of Rava, no sein sheva lemata l'shem par, continue by using the mixed blood and do the bottom sprinklings of the first animal, u'l'shem sa'ir, and at the same time it satisfies the requirements for the second animal's bottom sprinklings. What's missing is the up of the second animal. So you just sprinkle once up for the purpose of the second animal. Amalei Rava. Rava said, Ad hashta karulan tipshoi. Until now, the message that came back is that we're foolish. We don't have a good grasp of the sugya. Vahashta. And now you're going ahead and utilizing what's being regarded as primitive logic. They're going to call us tipshoi de tipshoi. Foolish in the extreme. To come gamrin on lahu, because we try to teach them something, velo gamiri, and they're not getting it. What's the problem? Because you're doing the down of the second animal before you did the up of the second animal. Again, what happened was, you did the up of the first animal, and then they got mixed. So you want to do the downs, and then you're going to do the up. There's one remaining up. Oh, I'll do it now. He says, it has to be in order. V'atorah omra, ten lamayla v'achakach lamata. You got to do up, and then you can do down. El Amar Rava, what you have to do, Rava said, now that it was explained to me, is that you have to go much more methodically and make sure it's in order. Nosin sheva lamata l'shem par. Now that the up was done for the first animal, and it got mixed, you have to first do the bottoms for the purpose of that first animal. V'chozev nosin achas lamayla, and then you do one up for the purpose of the second animal, the sheva lamata, and the seven going down, l'shem sarif, for the sake of that second animal. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.